This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Retired NBA star Kobe Bryant may have an Oscar to show for his work on the short film Dear Basketball, but he will not be granted entry into the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Yeah, I can't catch a break.
Individuals who win an Academy Award or are nominated for one are often considered for inclusion in the organization, which numbered more than 8,000 members. The most recent count, Bryant was considered as well, and the Academy Short Films and Feature Animation branch actually voted in the affirmative to admit him to the branch. However, the Academy's Governor's Committee overruled the decision and rescinded his invitation.
This sounds like an uppity group, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, you don't think so, Rockstar?
No. Yeah, they felt that the Laker legend needed to show evidence of a larger career in the film.
Okay. How about a larger career in the NBA? Was that not enough? Jeez.
It is ridiculous.
The breaking point, actually, is where Kobe wouldn't hand off the trophy for the picture. He wouldn't take his hands off of it.
He tried to shoot it.
Funny, Dunaway.
Sorry, all you Kobe lovers.
We've got 34-year-old woman here, three previous driving while impaired convictions. She was charged with two counts of DWI after police say she crashed her vehicle on Friday evening.
Okay.
This is when it gets good. According to court documents, Catherine Ludecky, her preliminary breath test posted an 0.175, more than double the legal limit. Officers noted she was wearing a shirt reading, "Alcohol you later."
Amen.
Was not wearing shoes when they arrived at the scene at 10 p.m.
Well, they're a burden.
Ludecky initially told officers she was not driving, but she later said she was driving to pick up a relative at the time of the crash. Her car was located 50 feet off the road in the ditch.
Oh, there it is.
Now, not only was she arrested for suspected drunk driving, but she tried to kick the arresting officer.
How far off the road? 50 yards?
50 feet.
Oh, 50 feet.
Alcohol you later.
Good shirt.
What would be another good shirt for her at Jock's Roundtable? Alcohol you later.
This is a shocker here. Men think that a nice meal tastes better in a restaurant when the waitress is attractive.
Oh, what? My gosh.
Now, from exotic ingredients to the perfect setting, restaurants make every effort to attract diners. But if they really want to make their meals taste delicious, it's as simple as hiring an attractive waitress.
Brown likes it when he gets called sweetie.
No, he calls them sweetie.
One time I did it, and it was just a reflex.
Study has found some men believe nice food tastes better when it is served up by someone pretty, although a handsome waiter makes no difference to women. This scientists say is because physically attractive women can change men's expectations about what they are about to experience in a restaurant.
Because they're not focused on the meal now.
Like, the entree is so good, maybe we'll go out on a date or something?
No, I think Rockstar's right. I think you lose a little focus of the meal because people start to flirt with the server a little bit.
Yeah.
And they put when they give me my check, she signs Melissa with a little happy
with
face.
With a little heart.
Oh,
or
she's
something.
Into me.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are
chance.
So much fun.
Yeah,
she wants my 30%.
That's correct. I was in a Twitter discussion with Peter Burns yesterday because he was eating a greasy spoon in Omaha. And he says some of the best restaurants, a really good sign for a restaurant, is the old laminated menu that they just hand to you and it's beat to crap and
it's
back.
So sticky.
Yeah, but what that shows is we've got our menu and we've stuck with it.
We've never changed.
That's right. And it's worked for 50 years, honey. So you come right in and sit down and eat.
You guys tell me, now Dunaway, you've been a server before, right?
Yeah, very short one summer, yes.
Okay. But you
was
guys
it one
just
shift?
It's a little longer.
Let's
than
just
that.
Assume you've served before.
Okay.
But if you had the opportunity as an attractive female, right now on Uber, you've got the ability to tip after your ride, right?
Uh-huh.
If attractive servers could give you something on your phone where you've got their number now, but you can actually tip through the phone, would it be worth it?
I don't follow your question.
So like at a normal restaurant, tip waitresses through the phone.
Yeah, let's say that
like
Catherine's your waitress, so she sends you... You pay your bill right there, but your tip is the ability to tip is on the phone, but it goes to their phone number.
Well, yeah, but because you probably got some perv that thinks he's going to tip her and, you know, it's going to lead to something.
It'd
so, yeah.
Like, it'd be like the strip club.
Right.
But would you be able to block enough numbers where you get really good tips?
You go ghost number.
Yeah. Here's what I don't like. One of my favorite breakfast places, I don't tip the person who serves me now. I tip the team, right? It goes into one big pot and they divide it up later on. I don't like that. I like tipping the person that served me. You know what I'm saying? I like to know that whatever I tip is going to that young lady, not
that's
to the
also
team.
The guy's bussing your table, too. He's serving you, too.
Yeah, they got to do a tip pool and bar backs. I mean, there's a lot of different things. So we got a new list of foods offered at the 2018 Minnesota State Fair. These are the five most insane new state fair foods.
Okay.
This first one sounds really good to me. I don't know why. Pepperoni chips with roasted red pepper queso. It's fried slices of pepperoni served with an unnecessary side of cheese sauce. I would definitely give that a shot.
Yeah, I think I'd try that.
I like pepperoni in a pizza. I don't like eating it as the main.
You don't like fried pepperoni?
Yeah.
I like pepperoni.
You know, just a bag of pepperonis?
Yeah, I like good pepperonis. Yeah.
How about rainbow-colored ice cream that is wrapped in a pillow of cotton candy? Ice cream flavors include the reasonable vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, and whatever Superman tastes like.
Mm. I'm going to pass on that one.
It's also got fruity pebbles and the cotton candy.
That's a lot right there.
I'll go ahead and tell you, cotton candy for me has gone downhill.
Oh, I hate it.
Makes your teeth feel weird.
Yeah,
weird and the texture. Stickiness and everything, it's just not worth
it's
the value.
It's like insulation.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Okay, now this one's weird, but I think I would give it a shot because it's two of my favorite things together. Zesty PB&J sausage.
Ooh.
It's a hot dog that probably no one has asked for. It's the combination of peanut butter, cherry jelly, and cayenne pepper and pork. I think it actually would be good with the sweet and salty.
I think so, too.
What about the Za waffle sticks? It's waffles blended with pepperoni and mozzarella topped with a Parmesan herb blend.
I'd try that. It's like pizza and waffle.
It's served with pepperoni-infused maple syrup.
I like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I like the waffle chicken, you know, the waffle craze we're going through. I like that. I don't know if I want it to replace my pizza crust.
But, you know, there's another local place. It's Metro Diner. It's one of our sponsors.
One of our great sponsors.
Yeah, they do the syrup, and they mix the hot sauce in with it, with the chicken and waffles.
They do such a good job. I love that.
And at first, I wondered about it, but, man, it's good.
Do you like their strawberry butter?
Yeah. That chicken and waffle, that's some kind of good.
And finally, the mango nata shave ice. It's a sweet, spicy blend. It's a world's worth of sweet treats all tossed into a cold dessert dish. Mango-flavored shaved ice topped with a salty, sour, sweet flavor. And it's got a hint of chili powder with a little mango.
Yeah, see, I like that kind of stuff. Like
chili powder on a shaved ice?
Yeah, because it's almost like the spicy margaritas.
Yeah, see, I don't love those.
You know, I go to a place, Taco Mama, and get the watermelon margarita now, which is in season, and they've got a spicy jalapeno margarita, and I mix them.
I had a pitcher of the watermelon last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, Rockstar saw me bring in one to Odie's.
A pitcher.
Yeah. But I didn't bring the pitcher in. I brought one of them.
It's not on the menu, but I just say, hey, can I have half watermelon, half jalapeno, mix them together. It's
so
really good.
We always ask for forgiveness instead of permission here on the roundtable typically. I've heard there is there's not an open container law in the city of Mountain Brook. I just don't know if that's true or not.
So test it out.
I'll walk around Crestline with a cocktail all the time.
All right, let us know if you live in Mountain Brook. And thank you for all the T-shirts for the other lady that started off trash. Can't say some of them, I don't think.
Dub P is
really
good.
I'll call you later, man.
Dub P? Can I say that one?
Yeah, Show Me Your Booze.
Show Me Your Booze is her other
I'm trying to.
That's a good one.
47 after. Jocks.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.